America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Beneath the light of a full moon, we begin day four.
Where?
Of Texans training camp. Right up there.
Oh, there it
in
is.
The sky. It's up in the sky.
I saw it in my periphery.
Yeah. Yeah, be careful.
The peripheral. Yeah. Boy, that is a beautiful full moon.
I was feeling a little crazy. I was feeling a little nuts about the Astros leading the division. An emphatic and authoritative technical lead of the division because of percentage.
Percentage
yes.
points. Do we need to play the music right now? I think we need to play
go
the music
Astros
right now.
No. We are the champions?
Have you heard the good news?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There it is. Thank you, Seth, for bringing that up. We're live at Texans training camp. We'll get to that in a minute. But yes, the Astros have climbed from the depths of 10 games back. About a month ago, June 19th, was the day that you and I came in wondering which guys they were going to sell. When was the last time they had a double-digit deficit in the division? And, man, it took these guys a month. Just a month to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
This is where the Mariners, who are basically the Mariners over their last stretch of 20 games, have replicated how the Astros opened up their season.
Yeah.
Which is
an
amateur move, yeah. Mariners. It's really a rookie move. That you do that early. Do it early.
Yeah,
right. It's a lot harder and more taxing at this point in the season to dig yourself out of a really bad stretch.
Yeah,
now they're probably going to be morose and forsaken. I don't know. Did J-Rod there, our buddy J-Rod, who took a tough hit in the outfield yesterday?
Dude, yeah, that was courtesy of a Yordan Alvarez triple.
Yeah,
Yordan was big yesterday.
Yordan hit for the cycle.
Yeah,
it was Blanco. Blanco is not looking like
I'm worried about Blanco. Well, you had pointed this out
the
last couple starts. Like, his velocity has been down. You know, he's been having to do
it. I call it velo because I'm a big-time baseball guy.
I know you are. I'm trying to cater to the average everyday
people
man
who aren't big-time baseball dudes, yeah.
I don't want people to feel like we're looking down on them by saying velo. but Blanco, look, Blanco is a concern. In a vacuum, he'd be a concern just because, hey, he's approaching. And for those who missed it yesterday, the Astros, they take 2 out of 3. They win Friday, Saturday. They lose Sunday. They're in first place right now in the American League West by percentage points. They're virtually tied, but percentage points, they're ahead. And the bottom line is, yesterday notwithstanding, they lose yesterday 6-4. They have continued, in my mind, kind of carried some of that momentum from before the All-Star break, and now they head to Oakland, where they've got really a chance to continue to build on things here. The Astros do. Rennell Blanco is a concern. The velocity had been down. He'd been getting by with some, you know, kind of caginess and duct tape and things like that, and still able to cobble together quality starts. Statistically, he's still one of the best starting pitchers in baseball, but man, was he giving up a ton of hard contact yesterday. You know, even when on the scoreboard they were kind of hanging in that game, there's line drives to infielders. The first inning, two of the outs were smoke shots to the outfield. So you could kind of see. Now, it didn't completely unravel on him. He still gave you, nearly 6 innings of 3-run ball. Like, it wasn't horrible or anything like that. It wasn't like some of these starts we saw other guys have earlier in the year where it snowballed on them and they're giving up 7 or 9 runs. But given where this starting rotation is right now, this is a major concern for the Astros.
And it's 3 straight starts now where he just hasn't quite looked like peak Blanco, the guy that you get so excited about. And as that promo last week that I just we ran it a little too long. I was starting to get depressed about it because I was talking about how one of the things I'm concerned about after the All-Star break is Blanco, and as he careens towards pitching way more innings than he's ever pitched before, you got to start figuring out a way to get him some extra rest.
Yeah.
And all these guys, I mean, Hunter Brown, as great as he's been, is going to be tested in ways he hasn't been tested before. And there's probably, I was reading Chandler Rome this morning, who said that Garrett Crochet, the pitcher from the White Sox, is probably like the only top shelf guy that's going to get moved in free agency as a pitcher. And with Garrett Crochet, Sean, I think you were gone when basically you and I had talked about Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
He's also pitched way more than he's ever pitched, and teams are talking about trading for him and then using him as a reliever until the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
So that doesn't really help the Astros in their current situation.
No, they need somebody who can they need somebody who can create a 6-man rotation for them.
They
right
need
now.
A sack of meat with a 4.2 ERA
that can
just go out there.
Give us five.
Yeah, and at some point, Kyle Tucker, who apparently is still not moving all that fluidly. They've had multiple tests and imaging and everything else like that, but he's still hobbled.
Yeah.
And he's doing some baseball activities, but I'm not overly optimistic that he's going to be back anytime soon.
No, but they've been cobbling it together in the outfield, but you need Kyle Tucker if you're going to make a run. Remember what Joe Espada said about Jose Abreu earlier in the year? He's like, we're not going to get to our goals that we want to achieve as a team if we don't have Jose out there. I actually feel that way about Kyle Tucker. You know, like that Kyle Tucker is somebody you should say that about. You know,
right.
Like, he was, you know, fifth on the MVP odds board when he injured that leg with the foul ball.
That's a more right. Yeah, that's a
you do
that's
need a, Kyle Tucker.
Credible statement.
Yeah, you
that's
do
like
need,
the Jose Abreu was kind of like,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay the mortgage if I don't return these bottles. You know, you're like, okay, we got some issues here, man. There's bigger issues to worry about.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. So I'm counting up the list of things that Yordan Alvarez broke yesterday. He broke StatCast with that home run.
Good job, Yordan.
The home run? I know you watched the game yesterday. Yeah. The home run hits off the facade where nobody's ever hit it before in that ballpark, and StatCast said it went 384 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, they corrected it eventually. It was like 427 or something like that.
Some of those StatCast things, I think they just make up for television. I don't ever trust the project. I know it's easy to calculate and everything, but I just don't trust it.
Well, it was fun to gather with people on social media to say he broke StatCast. He broke J-Rod's ankle, to your point. I don't know if it's really broken, but it's definitely damaged.
I would never hope for that.
No, I like Julio Rodriguez, actually. I mean, in the terms of a pennant race, it helps the Astros.
Right. I would never hope for it out loud.
No, not out loud. No. He nearly broke his own shin with a foul ball.
Yordan did.
Yeah.
You know what? I was looking down and I looked up and I was like, these sons of a... Why is everybody hitting Yordan? Why are they hitting Tucker? And then I realized, I go, Yordan hit Yordan. I got you.
Well, that's the calculus that's been changed by this Tucker injury. Is it now anytime somebody fouls a ball off their own leg, I'm like, he's out for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know? And then he broke our long drought of 11 months without a cycle for the Astros.
Yeah.
They haven't had one since Jose Altuve. They've had 9 in the history of their team. And I'm like, they haven't had one of these in 11 months. Wow.
You know what he did to Yordan as part of hitting for the cycle, sliding into third? When he didn't need to at all.
Dude,
he drops like a sack of bricks when he slides. Well, he's like, there's no smoothness. So he just drops down to the ground.
Especially because it's literally within 5 seconds of the Mariners' best player writhing in pain, jumping into the wall. I'm like, oh, my God. Julio Rodriguez is down holding his ankle. And then literally the next shot is Yordan unnecessarily sliding into third. I'm like, big man, stop it. Stop doing things you don't need to do.
It's like Shaq shooting a three.
Yeah.
You know, just I don't need to see this.
Shaq won't get hurt shooting a three.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So they lose yesterday, the Astros, but they're in first place by percentage points right now in the American League West. So we like seeing that. They play the A's. We're out here for day four. You and I were here for day three on Saturday. I think we're getting pads pretty soon. Man.
Probably today or tomorrow. I think tomorrow is the scuttle.
Sure.
The scuttlebutt yesterday was that it would be on Tuesday.
Because the fans will be here tomorrow. I think they want to maybe put on a little bit of a show.
I'm sure that's exactly what D'Amico is thinking.
It's at the top of D'Amico's priority.
D'Amico's like, we got to put on a show. We're going to do Oklahoma drill. We're going to do goal line, full contact.
Walking up to CJ, smacking him in the show. Are you ready?
That's probably
young man?
They plan to sign Cam Akers, who's the running back who's coming off of his second Achilles tendon tear.
It's a science experiment.
He tore it in week 9 with Minnesota last year. And I gotta imagine it's some kind of a reserve contract or something to see.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Cam Akers came back from his first Achilles tendon when he was with the Rams and came back very, very quickly.
Yeah.
But then went to rush for like 2 yards a carry in the playoffs.
It wasn't great.
And then he came back eventually again, and he was like putting in a workman's effort. But then he tears his other Achilles. ESPN had it wrong. They said it was the same Achilles tendon, the first article I read.
Oh, really?
It was the other one. So I guess maybe you figure, well, he's got both of them out of the way. Guy's got curtain cords for Achilles tendons.
It's like he's had Tommy John on both his arms now. You know what I mean? Like they're.
I don't think the Achilles works the same way that Tommy John does, where you actually come back stronger.
Cam Akers signing. I think he's just depth, veteran depth.
And maybe not even veteran depth anytime soon.
Yeah.
I know they come back from Achilles tendons faster these days, but my God, it's his second. I don't know if I've ever. It's rare that you hear of a running back coming back from an Achilles tendon and doing well. Deontay Foreman's really the only guy that's done it where he's come back looking the same or maybe better in some ways.
Yep.
And beyond that, there's very, very few running backs that have done it at all. So I'm intrigued. I like the name.
Just
because it's also associated with the Rams and that offense. But that's not anything I'm overly excited about right now. But they do with uncertainty about exactly how Damian Pierce is going to look, and Juwan Jordan's just a rookie. You got to create some options there at running back.
Yeah, I mean, he's taking a roster spot, so somebody's getting their walking papers today when they sign him. So we'll see what happens. What stuck out to you so far about a D'Amico Ryan's year two camp?
I think the biggest thing for me really is I've tried to watch Blake Fisher. Because he's been playing left tackle a lot. And
with the ones.
Right, with the ones. Yeah. I'm not going to read. Matt Burke said something about how there's no depth chart at this point, because we were talking at the point at the time, I think, about Kamari Lassiter. Yeah. Kamari Lassiter has also been out there running with the ones a lot at the right side cornerback. But Burke made the point, like, there's no depth chart here. We're just trying to get guys into certain situations. I think with Kamari Lassiter, it's probably, and perhaps with Blake Fisher too, it's kind of just like throwing a kid in the pond to teach him how to swim. Yeah. Like, we're going to show you exactly how rough it can be against Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs and the like.
And Will Anderson, right, and DeNico Autry.
Right, yeah. With Blake Fisher, it's the same. So with Blake Fisher, this is why I'm eager to watch the pads come on. I think he's looked pretty good so far. He does a good job. Like, he's athletic enough to stay in front of Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson. But he's a long, lanky guy, and there's times where I'm watching with no pads where I'm like, all right, I don't know if that would have stood up if a guy just hit him with pure power.
Yeah.
So that's his second trial by fire, is when they hit the pads and when guys can really just tear into him. We'll see if he adjusts to that. But he does – I mean, he shows the athleticism that you would have expected from what you saw in college and from his scouting tape.
I hate that Laramie Tunsil is working out on a side field because he's coming back from a scope of his knee, and he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I hate that that's the reason why Blake Fisher's getting all these snaps. That said, I love that Blake Fisher's getting all these snaps.
Yeah.
Like, this is how you used a second-round pick on him. So you used some major draft capital for a team that's not perfect. Like, there's probably guys in the second round that they could have used that pick on that would have gotten on the field earlier than Blake Fisher and contributed to this team. But this is how you maximize that investment, man. Get the kid a bunch of snaps going against Pro Bowlers in training camp, you know? And get him ready to be your swing tackle.
The other, I guess the thing that sticks out, and I just, it's a risk of talking too much about it, with no pads especially, I do think that Damian Pierce may have taken a step forward in his understanding
of
the offense.
You liked him so far.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So far, yes, because it's all with Damian, a lot of it is going to be the mental side of it in terms of just making the reads and being crisp and concise and decisive with it. And so far, so good. Again, with the pads, we'll get to see more. But I went back and watched Dameon Pierce highlights from his rookie year yesterday. And my God.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, there's certain things that he did that, like, it's not like he lost that.
No.
It is. He's got a certain strength and explosivity and a lust for contact that's still there.
He didn't lose it, but it got put on the back shelf last year because I think he was so in his own head. You know what I mean? He wasn't running like the same guy last year, it didn't seem like.
Right.
With the ferocity that you saw in those YouTubes.
It's like trying to make love out of a manual, you know?
It's the same
you're just
exact
like,
thing.
You're like, okay, first, hold on a second, honey. I gotta let me flip to page 37.
And okay. I know I used to bring the good stuff back in the day. Yeah.
He can't show the passion that he has.
That's right. Well, now we'll see. We'll see. He had one run. He went up like a boom up the middle, and Gerard Johnson was going crazy.
Yeah, because he really hit it on an
cut
inside
and went
zone.
Inside, yeah.
He's had a couple nice runs, but it's almost like I don't like it when the blocking is really clear because I know he's good at that.
Yeah, he's good at
that.
I
want it to be one of these zone runs where he's got to hit the cutback lane.
He's a little seam. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're off and running. Texans training camp day 4. Astros in first place. Good time to be a Houstonian right now. I have a hot captaincy take. In the next segment, there is one player I think I make my captain predictions, and we'll circle back to the Astros as well. What do they need to do? Dana Brown was on Sirius XM this weekend, and I think gave a lot of clarity as to exactly where this team is right now in that pitching staff. We'll get into that in just a second.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So, a lot of new faces here at Texans Training Camp and a lot of big name new faces, and it's really fun seeing them all get acclimated here. We'll talk a little later in the show about Danielle Hunter and Joe Mixon and some of the things they said on Friday. Those are two guys who are very excited to play in their respective systems. Stephon Diggs is who I wanted to talk about here, Seth. I loved hearing what D'Amico Ryans and especially Bobby Slowick. Man, Bobby Slowick said something about Stephon Diggs where, like, as a Texan fan, I think it, like gives you chills kind of thing. But let's get to D'Amico first. D'Amico was asked on Friday about guys when they come in from another team and they have a reputation, like Stephon Diggs did. What does that mean to him? Here was D'Amico Ryans.
No matter where they come from, no matter they're rookies or they come from other teams, everybody starts fresh with me. And it's all about building a relationship and getting to know that person. Everyone has an opinion about someone maybe that hasn't been here or we don't know that well, and that's okay. I don't lean and I don't believe in other people's opinion about someone. I truly believe and value the relationship that I'm able to build with guys, and that's all that matters to me. Like right here today, the past is the past. Like we're moving on. We're attacking the present with a positive mindset, and everybody has a clean slate. No baggage comes to Houston with you.
No baggage.
No baggage comes to Houston with you, man.
And I think, look, we've talked about this a bunch because one of the things that Nick always says is you got to get a guy in the building. And a lot of that, I believe, is really just a lot of what D'Amico is talking about, whether it's how a guy plays on the field, how he interacts with teammates, how coaches feel about him or anything. Everybody's different in different environments. And, you know, we all want to think that you're like, nope, I'm the same guy all the time. But the fact of the matter is environment matters a lot. And there's different cultures on different teams. And some guys are good fits in one culture, but they chafe in another one. And I think that, first and foremost, whether it's Stephon Diggs or anybody else, is something you got to keep in mind. And, you know, there have been reports. So a lot of people question exactly whether Sean McDermott is the guy. If whether his little analogies about 9/11 or maybe are those actually the best thing for a head coach to be leading a team?
Right.
So I think you start with a clean slate, and also just the track record that Stephon Diggs, including by people who still in Buffalo talk about him as a guy that they love and a guy that works his butt off and cares about his teammates and everything. His track record is that at the very least, the first couple years he's in an organization, there's no worries whatsoever, and he's on a one-year contract. So I don't think that I'd be really surprised if there's any kind of drama with Stephon Diggs. Now, if he has a blow up on the sideline or something, I don't think it'll be a big deal because I think this team and CJ Stroud specifically will handle it differently.
Yeah, I think this is a group of guys that are wired that if Stephon Diggs expresses himself a certain way, that's just constructive conflict. You know what I mean? Like, that's how he emotes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an effort issue with him.
Well, you know, Bobby Slowick, when talking about his relationship with C.J. Stroud, you know, talked about how, you know, like, no relationship's perfect. You're always going to have obstacles, but as long as you got that same
good intentions.
As long as you have the same good intentions, you can trust each other, then you just move forward from it. And, yeah, if you got to... You don't want a team fight. The football team's the last place you want a bunch of sensitive dudes that can't take getting yelled at every now and then.
You got that right.
Especially if a guy's just having a tantrum. You let him blow off steam.
That's it. Speaking of Slowick, here was Bobby Slowick on Stephon Diggs thus far.
I just love his personality. He's extremely competitive. He's got energy. He's got juice. You know, I'd never been around him prior to this. And I think I speak for the entire offense and the entire team that he's fun to be around, you know. But at the same time, he wants to be the best he could possibly be. He wants to be coached. He wants to help teach young guys. You know, he wants to be a leader. He also wants other guys in the room, when they have something for him, to coach him and to teach him and get something from Nico, get something from Tank. And Bryce, like, he's one of us. You know, that's the number one thing that jumps out to me, is he's one of us. He's a competitor. He loves football, and he's been a great dude.
That was a cool, that very end there, like, he's one of us, I thought was a really cool cut.
Well, I think, too, you know, you can see guys, too, sometimes just by the way they interact with their teammates and when they come here. So sometimes new free agents, you can tell guys who are a little bit standoffish, or maybe it's just that they're not comfortable or what have you. But with Diggs, it does just look like if you walked out on the field and watched, you wouldn't be able to tell whether he's been here for a few days or 4 years. Well, so, like, that part of it in terms of chemistry, getting along, working with each other, that's all there.
And you would never think that he's somebody who, if you Googled his name, the first 10 articles come up are about what a problem he was.
Or a diva
somewhere.
He was.
He is always talking to somebody out here.
Well, you know, the guy I always think about when we talk about environment and setting and everything is Justin Reed. Because I always liked Justin Reed. I always thought he was the right kind of guy. Justin Reed, when he was in a very dysfunctional environment in 2021, reportedly got into some kind of shouting
match with the head coach.
And then he goes off to Kansas City, and he's part of his Super Bowl-winning efforts, and he's the same old Justin Reed. So who was to blame there? Is Justin Reed because he had a blow-up with a head coach who wasn't fit to be a head coach in a situation where you were rudderless in a lot of ways? Is he somehow a bad guy?
He's got two Super Bowl rings. I think the verdict is in on that one. Yeah, the verdict is in.
Basically, I said, if you dislike Justin Reed because he rebelled against unjust authority, then you don't love America.
That's right.
Because you're basically saying America should still just be following the king's orders.
That's it.
Go die.
That's you, you traitor. That's
a you
problem.
You traitor. I'll say the same. If you want to criticize Stephon Diggs, you're a traitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun with your taxation without representation.
That's right.
Turncoat.
We're not going to fund your wars wherever else.
My hot captaincy take, Stephon Diggs will be a captain of this team this year.
Ooh.
I think Stephon Diggs. They started with four captains last year, and then they added three more afterwards. This is stuff I get into way more than the average person.
I think you're a closet Yankees fan.
Why?
Because you care so much about the captain position.
I do.
And Yankees fans, they just, they're in love with who wears that C.
I do. Well, you know, like we get hit with the culture word a lot around this sport of football. You know what I mean? I think the captains in if there's a team where culture is a big topic, and this team, it's a big topic because it's so good.
Yeah.
You know, D'Amico Ryans himself in the national media gets called a culture setter, a culture creator. Then I think who the players are that are tasked with setting the tone within that culture is a relevant topic.
Well, but it's usually voted on by the players too.
And I think he's going to get voted as one.
Like Jalen Petrie being a captain last year was, I think, kind of an indication of how the culture was still evolving on the team.
I agree.
That a young guy like that would be a captain after just a promising rookie year. But it always made me uncomfortable how much adulation Jalen Petrie got, because a lot of it wasn't still for doing the actual stuff. He was racking up a bunch of tackles on a really bad defense, on a really bad football team. The defense wasn't as bad, but they were on the field a lot.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily all that hard to do on a bad football team. You can rack up a bunch of tackles without actually being a fully evolved football player.
Yeah.
And we saw that Jalen Petrie still had developing to do last year. I think this year you probably see you've got so many hardcore old school veterans all over the place. On the defensive line alone, I would make D'Nico Autry, Jerry Hughes, and Daniil Hunter's captains. That's just one position group.
They got like 20 guys who could be. It's really fun to watch, man. It's fun to see how into it these guys are, for sure. Let's shift gears to the Astros real quick. The Astros, they're in first place as of right now. Any thought of selling is out the window at the trade deadline. This is a buying team at the trade deadline. They're going to be looking for pitching. Dana Brown, take a listen to Dana Brown. It's about a minute worth of audio. He was on MLB Network's SiriusXM channel over the weekend. And, boy, he sheds light on a handful of things here in this 1 minute of audio. Take a listen.
Try to go big and see if there's a deal that makes sense for the organization. And then if that don't work, we'll go down to the mid-level. And hopefully we can land something there. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask. You know, when you go through this, you got to, you know, ask and thou shall receive sometimes. So, we're going to try to go big. If we can't get the big thing done, we'll try to go mid-level, so we can get through this. But if we can get a mid-level guy and we get Garcia and Verlander back, that would be massive to this club. This club's already playing very well. If we add those two to three names, you know, that could be really massive to a team like this. Then we'll be able to go to six-man rotation at times, give those guys somewhat of a rest. You know, we have guys like Blanco, who's in uncharted territory in terms of major league innings. And so it would be nice to get a threesome at some point. But at least if we can get two guys, you know, whether that's JV in a trade or Garcia JV and a trade, that would be massive to this organization.
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack there. The go big. We're going to try to go big,
yeah,
and then shoot for something in the mid-level. This we know. They're going to go big. They went big last year with Justin Verlander. James Click got fired because he wouldn't go for big deals. Jim Crane, if there is a way to move heaven and earth to get a big deal done, Jim Crane is going to have his fingerprints on
right.
something like
and,
that.
Right, and, you know, Garrett Crochet is a guy that a lot of people have pointed to. There's some complexities with that because mostly, apparently, teams that are looking at him might also be thinking about using him in a limited fashion for the second half of the season.
And like a secret weapon in the playoffs?
Yeah,
or
yeah, basically. because he's pitched a bunch. The White Sox, who can't even be bad the correct way, have like just used the hell out of Garrett Crochet in a season that doesn't matter. And the one thing that they have worth trading off where it would make sense, they've made him a little less valuable because it's not like they can just a team can just plug him in as a workhorse for the second half of the
season. Yeah, trading for him, you're kind of trading for 25, 26
he's got,
down the road.
He's
too.
Got two more years of control on his contract.
Yeah, yeah.
So Chandler Rome mentioned like Chris Flexen, Austin Gomber, Paul Blackburn, guys that we've seen before.
Lorenzen was,
yeah,
a,
that's
was,
right,
was an
yep.
all-star a year ago.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Penn Murphy, the reliever who had Tommy John surgery that they had signed, he might be coming back at some point, which helps you on the back end, which, you know, for if you're trying to get an extra day rotation, sometimes a reliever day or something.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to piecemeal it all together. The other big question is just that, all right, Jim Crane, for the first time, will be paying the luxury tax. They were into it in 2020, but everything was relieved.
They didn't have to
pay it. So he's gone there before, though. You know, like psychologically, he's already done that before. He didn't have to pay it because of COVID. The big question is, okay, there's that second threshold.
Only $4 million away from it.
Where the tax gets a lot more. So he's going to be, just like Blanco will be pitching way more pitches than he's ever pitched before, Crane's going to be spending way more money than he's ever spent before.
I wonder if part of doing a deal will be to try to get a contract like Montero's out the door.
Load some of it out of there.
That's going to cost more, too, for a team to take that on.
Well, and even like, yes, obviously starting pitching is the need, but also you got to keep in mind they've got three relievers right now who are in the top 10 of innings pitched.
Yeah.
So, like, those guys have been worked pretty damn hard as well.
Why is this? It has to be this way with every team in Major League Baseball, then, because the Astros actually have, I know that they've had injuries in the starting rotation, but their starting rotation for most of the year has been statistically pretty solid. They've got a lot of quality starts from Ronel Blanco and Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez and whatnot, and yet, like, this is the team where it seems like everything is taxed.
Yeah.
Everything. From the top of the rotation to the back end of the bullpen. Like, there's this fear that everybody's so taxed right now. I feel like every team's got to be this way.
It's taxation without representation.
Again, it goes back to the British, yes. I thought a couple other real quick, interesting things in that Dana Brown cut. Zero mention of McCullers, and he did mention Garcia and Verlander, so that's notable. Like, they are not counting on anything from McCullers right now.
It's one of those things where he's gone and got probably his 19th opinion on this now, and what they've discovered is like, his elbow gets sore a lot. That's his thing.
Yeah, some guys are wired certain ways, unfortunately.
I mean, this goes back to, you know, when he first came out, there were a lot of, you know, pitching mechanics gurus and everything that pointed to his delivery and how it might be an issue, and just I don't know.
Acknowledge Blanco's workload, which I think was in a way on display yesterday. It wasn't a great version of Ronel Blanco yesterday. Even the outs were hard hit. He said it would be nice to get a threesome at some point.
I'll acknowledge Dana Brown for that kind of almost it's not a Yogi Berra type of phrasing. You know, it's
a little double entendre.
He's like Tobias on Arrested Development. Okay. I know you haven't watched that series, but he used to just constantly say stuff that sounded more like a lot more innuendo than he intended.
With intent? Or because I don't
know. No, not without it. Well, a little bit like Freudian. Like, he was probably just,
I wish the host had at least dropped that that's what she said at the end of the cut right there.
On MLB Network, yes.
Yeah, so. Dana's dog has hot takes, too. Did you hear him in the background? Dog barking in the background there. Unless it was a dog that walks around the studios at MLB Network and was barking on that end.
It was probably Dana's dog. I like that. It reminds me of Belichick during the draft. Remember, he had his little dog sitting there with him.
Chair, yeah. Looking at the computer. That was great. Off and running on a Monday. We'll call it a reaction Monday. We're reacting to the Astros being in first place, reacting to the first 3 days of Texans training camp, and getting you ready for day four, which gets going at 9 o'clock this morning here at the Methodist Training Center. Headlines up next. Speaking of the Astros, I would say overall a good weekend for the Stros. We did hear from Bobby Slowick on Saturday as well. One thing to me was very evident about Bobby Slowick in this press conference on Saturday. We'll have that in headlines coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, it is day four of Texans training camp. Day three on Saturday, the coordinators met with the media. Bobby Slowick, OC, Matt Burke, the DC, and then Frank Ross, who we'll hear from Frank Ross a little later on in the show.
Frank Ross is not as enthused about the kickoff return rules as I thought he would
Frank
be.
Frank Ross seems like someone who Roger Goodell handed a major project to.
He sees it as an opportunity, but it's a whole lot of... I mean, they've spent so much time already on kickoff return
because
of the new rules.
Yes,
but it's fun to watch. It's the most fun I've had watching practice in a long time.
Definitely the most fun I've had watching special teams in a
long
time.
Right, special teams.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So Bobby Slowick met with the media. All right, take a listen. This was Bobby Slowick when he was asked, what areas are you more confident in year two?
I'd say the number one thing is
more confidence in who we are, you know, and our identity. This is every year in the NFL. Your identity from one year to the next, like, it always changes. Your roster, your team, your scheme, it's never the same from one year to the next. It's always growing, it's always changing. But within individuals, I know what everyone's strengths are, and they know me, and they know what my strengths are. And it just helps us, you know, make sure that we're able to get to, how do we allow everybody to be the best they can be faster? You know, I'd say that's the number one thing, is just we already have the relationship, and we're continuing to build that relationship all the way across the offense. That just enables us to do that at all times.
I listened to that answer and several other answers. We've got one more that we're going to play here that you alluded to earlier in the show about working with C.J. Stroud, which I thought was a great cut that we will get to in a second. As I was listening to Bobby Slowick, and maybe this is me sort of reverse engineering things, chicken and the egg, but I'm listening to these answers. I'm going, this sounds like a guy who was interviewing for head coaching jobs last year. You know what I mean? Like, this sounds like that answer right there. Like, when I thought the answer was going to be something about play calling in my second year as a play caller, something tactical like that. He's talking about identity and big picture type things. And I'm reading too much into it, but I'm watching, I'm listening to him in that. I was watching him through the prism of being an NFL owner and listening to Bobby Slowick in a job interview on Saturday.
Well, I kind of listened to him that all last year. I just kept thinking, okay, he's going to be really good in interviews.
He's gone.
And the reports were that in Atlanta, they were really impressed with him.
Yeah.
But he's still green in so many respects. But he is very thoughtful, and he has a very he's got a very good big picture view of things, where I think the perception of him coming in was that he was this kind of just nerdy little X's and O's guy. He gets the human side of it very, very well. But I do think in terms of, you know, the confidence in the system, if you think back to last year, game one versus Baltimore, Bobby admitted that game plan was too much. It was too complicated. They were trying to do too much too soon, which is a classic mistake that first-time coordinators make, and they had to dial back on it. This year, going into game one, the game plan that they should have used against Baltimore, or the game plan that they used against Baltimore that was too much, like, they'll have a more advanced game plan than that. You know, like, because they've got enough guys that can run the actual offense, and CJ is at such a higher level mentally that game plan that was too much for week one last year would be too simple for this year. When that's where I, like, this year during camp, I keep trying to compare things to this time last year. So with the offensive line, they're in no pads. How much can you tell? Well, I think for one, just the unity and the uniformity with which the offensive line moves as a group is 10 times better. Last year at times, you know, when you're trying to figure out just what is so bad about the run game, I would go back and I would compare Texans outside zone play to back in 2011. And I'm watching guys like Chris Myers, Wade Smith, Dwayne Brown in the run game, and it looked like they're in this choreographed motion. Last year, there was no choreography about it. There was like a bunch of drunken sorority chicks all dancing out of tune. Mm-hmm. This year already in camp, it looks a lot more uniform.
Well, and think about the group that you're talking about when you're saying that. It's with Blake Fisher, a rookie at left tackle.
Yeah.
Kenyon Green, who hasn't played football in a year at left guard. Juice Scruggs getting his first action at center. Shaq Mason. And then Titus Howard missed half the season and played left guard all last year.
Yeah,
you know?
And when some of that goes back to Chris Strausser, the offensive line coach.
Absolutely.
Because in one press conference last year, after the run game had started getting going in the second half of the season, Bobby Slowick had mentioned, you know, Chris Strausser has never really been in a system like this before.
Yeah, it's relevant.
So there's a learning curve for him, too. So I think all those lessons learned, it puts you so far ahead right now of where you were last year, which doesn't mean that they're going to go undefeated or anything, but there's so many fewer challenges, and they can work on the finer stuff now.
Here's another one from Slowick on the challenge, in a good way, the challenges of working with C.J. Stroud.
It's like every relationship, right? There are no perfect relationships, you know, but that's part of being human. That's what's great, especially with me and him. You know, I know we've mentioned this before. We're both God-fearing men. It makes conversations very easy. We know there's up and downs all the way along the way, but our intentions always are good. And when you have a relationship that's like that, that you can always trust the other person's intent through all ups, through all downs, you can always work through it to get at the best answer, always. And that's really all it is. It's just every other interaction.
The growth mindset, Sean. That little interpersonal dynamics course that I was taking on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Having a growth mindset, very key and critical. Helps you work through conflict if both people have let's learn from this.
The irony of you learning it on your phone as opposed to with an actual instructor, the
interpersonal
is not lost on me.
Siri and I have worked through a lot of issues together. There was a time when, frankly, I was kind of rough with Siri.
Yeah, I was talking to Alexa a little too much.
I started looking around at that little Google creature, too.
Right. By the way, the Texans signing Cam Akers, running back, so he'll be brought in as some veteran depth. They worked out Greg Ward, Coug legend, former quarterback of the Cougs, former wide receiver with the Eagles. We'll see if he winds up with the Texans as well. Over the weekend, the Astros, they take over first place in the American League West. They take 2 out of 3 from the Mariners, 3-game set with the A's starting tonight. So we are into the second half, figurative second half of the baseball season now. I guess my biggest question, other than starting pitching with the Astros, is when the hell is Kyle Tucker coming back?
Apparently still not walking as smoothly as you would like.
He was taking grounders in the outfield or something like that this weekend. Intense defensive drills is what Espada said.
Oh, intense defensive drills?
On Saturday, he did, quote, intense defensive drills.
Chandler Rome had written
to McTaggart.
I think he had written late last week that it still looked like he was kind of limping a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't... all right.
Verlander threw 40 pitches in the bullpen on Saturday. Luis Garcia back to throwing pitches in a bullpen on Saturday,
yeah,
so that's good. And Victor Caratini is set to meet with the team in Oakland this
week. Means that, you know, there's a possibility of working Yiner in at first base little bit. So there's some fun and interesting things. It's fun and interesting right now that they're playing good baseball
again.
Well,
now that Jose Abreu's not on the team anymore, too. This isn't me picking on Abreu and his .110 batting average.
Yeah.
This is all he could do was play first base, you know? It's really freed things up to where you can use the versatility of some of
these guys. Before anything
good
the Astros did while Abreu was still here, it was like trying to appreciate the nice haircut you got. Well, also, you have a massive goiter. You're like,
thank you.
That's
exactly
a beautiful haircut,
thinking.
But this goiter, my God.
right, exactly.
Talk to the ladies with this.
Exactly. All right, our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. I used it this weekend. It's very easy. Savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Up next, the biggest questions, I should say, through three practices. And it's actually three questions. Three biggest questions for the Texans after watching them out here on the grass for three practices. We've got them. We've got Acknowledge Me. Got a lot of acknowledgments, training camp and otherwise, coming up at 7:20. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
He didn't have to pay it because of COVID. The big question is, okay, there's that second threshold.
Only $4 million away from it.
Where the tax gets a lot more. So he's going to be, just like Blanco will be pitching way more pitches than he's ever pitched before, Crane's going to be spending way more money than he's ever spent before.
I wonder if part of doing a deal will be to try to get a contract like Montero's out the door.
Load
as
some
well.
Of it out of
yeah,
there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Now that's going to cost more, too, for a team to take that on.
Well, and even like, yes, obviously starting pitching is the need, but also you got to keep in mind they've got three relievers right now who are in the top 10 of innings pitched.
Yeah.
So, like, those guys have been worked pretty damn hard as well.
Why is this? It has to be this way with every team in Major League Baseball, then, because the Astros actually have, I know that they've had injuries in the starting rotation, but their starting rotation for most of the year has been statistically pretty solid. They've got a lot of quality starts from Ronel Blanco and Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez and whatnot, and yet, like, this is the team where it seems like everything is taxed.
Yeah.
Everything. From the top of the rotation to the back end of the bullpen. Like, there's this fear that everybody's so taxed right now. I feel like every team's got to be this way.
It's taxation without representation.
Again, it goes back to the British, yes. I thought a couple other real quick, interesting things in that Dana Brown cut. Zero mention of McCullers, and he did mention Garcia and Verlander, so that's notable. Like, they are not counting on anything from McCullers right now.
No McCullers has been, and you know, it's
no
almost,
mention. Of
it's
him.
Almost it's one of those things where he's gone and got probably his 19th opinion on this now, and what they've discovered is like, no, his elbow gets sore a lot. That's his thing.
Yeah, some guys are that's wired certain ways, unfortunately.
I mean, this goes back to, you know, when he first came out, there were a lot of, you know, pitching mechanics gurus and everything that pointed to his delivery and how it might be an issue, and just I don't know.
Yeah.
With him.
Acknowledge Blanco's workload, which I think was in a way on display yesterday. It wasn't a great version of Ronel Blanco yesterday. Mm-hmm. Even the outs were hard hit. He said it would be nice to get a threesome at some point.
I'll acknowledge Dana Brown for that kind of almost. It's not a Yogi Berra type of phrasing, you know, it's
a little double entendre.
He's like Tobias on Arrested Development. Okay. I know you haven't watched that series, but he used to just constantly say stuff that sounded more like a lot more innuendo than he intended.
With intent, or because I don't.
No,
think
no,
Dana,
not without. Yeah. It. Well, a little bit like Freudian. Like he was probably just. He
I wish the host had at least dropped it. That's what she said at the end of the day.
On MLB Network, yes. Yeah,
so. Dana's dog has hot takes too. Did you hear him in the background? Dog barking in the background there. Unless it was a dog that walks around the studios at MLB Network and was barking on that end.
It was probably Dana's dog. I like that. It reminds me of Belichick during the draft. Remember, he had his little dog sitting there with him.
Chair, yeah. Looking at the computer. That was great. All right. Off and running on a Monday. We'll call it a reaction Monday. We're reacting to the Astros being in first place, reacting to the first 3 days of Texans training camp, and getting you ready for day four, which gets going at 9 o'clock this morning here at the Methodist Training Center. Headlines up next. Speaking of the Astros, I would say overall a good weekend for the Stros. We did hear from Bobby Slowick on Saturday as well. One thing to me was very evident about Bobby Slowick in this press conference on Saturday. We'll have that in headlines coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, it is day four of Texans training camp. Day three on Saturday, the coordinators met with the media. Bobby Slowick, OC, Matt Burke, the DC, and then Frank Ross, who we'll hear from Frank Ross a little later on in the show.
Frank Ross is not as enthused about the kickoff return rules as I thought he would
Frank be. Frank Ross seems like someone who Roger Goodell handed a major project to.
He also he sees it as an opportunity, but it's a whole lot of... I mean, they've spent so much time already on kickoff return
because
of the new rules.
Yes,
but it's fun to watch. It's the most fun I've had watching practice in a long time.
Definitely the most fun I've had watching special teams in a
long
time.
Right, special teams.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So Bobby Slowick met with the media. All right, take a listen. This is Bobby Slowick. When he was asked, what areas are you more confident in year two?
I'd say the number one thing is more confidence in who we are, you know, and our identity. This is every year in the NFL. Your identity from one year to the next, like, it always changes. Your roster, your team, your scheme, it's never the same from one year to the next. It's always growing. It's always changing. But within individuals, I know what everyone's strengths are, and they know me, and they know what my strengths are. And it just helps us, you know, make sure that we're able to get to how do we allow everybody to be the best they can be faster. You know, I'd say that's the number one thing is just we already have the relationship, and we're continuing to build that relationship all the way across the offense. That just enables us to do that at all times.
I listened to that answer and several other answers. We've got one more that we're going to play here that you alluded to earlier in the show about working with C.J. Stroud, which I thought was a great cut that we will get to in a second. As I was listening to Bobby Slowick, and maybe this is me sort of reverse engineering things, chicken and the egg, but I'm listening to these answers. I'm going, this sounds like a guy who was interviewing for head coaching jobs last year. You know what I mean? Like, this sounds like that answer right there. Like, when I thought the answer was going to be something about play calling in my second year as a play caller, something tactical like that. He's talking about identity and big picture type things. And I'm reading too much into it, but I'm watching, I'm listening to him in that. I was watching him through the prism of being an NFL owner and listening to Bobby Slowick in a job interview on Saturday.
Well, I kind of listened to him that all last year. I just kept thinking, okay, he's going to be really good in interviews.
He's gone.
And the reports were that in Atlanta, they were really impressed with him.
Yeah.
But he's still green in so many respects. But he is very thoughtful, and he has a very he's got a very good big picture view of things where I think – the perception of him coming in was that he was this kind of just nerdy little X's and O's guy. He gets the human side of it very, very well. But I do think in terms of, you know, the confidence in the system, if you think back to last year, game one versus Baltimore, Bobby admitted that game plan was too much. It was too complicated. They were trying to do too much too soon, which is a classic mistake that first-time coordinators make, and they had to dial back on it. This year, going into game one, the game plan that they should have used against Baltimore, or the game plan that they used against Baltimore that was too much, like, they'll have a more advanced game plan than that. You know, like, because they've got enough guys that can run the actual offense, and CJ is at such a higher level mentally that game plan that was too much for week one last year would be too simple for this year. When that's where I, like, this year during camp, I keep trying to compare things to this time last year. So with the offensive line, they're in no pads. How much can you tell? Well, I think for one, just the unity and the uniformity with which the offensive line moves as a group is 10 times better. Last year at times, you know, when you're trying to figure out just what is so bad about the run game, I would go back and I would compare Texans outside zone play to back in 2011. And I'm watching guys like Chris Myers, Wade Smith, Dwayne Brown in the run game, and it looked like they're in this choreographed motion. Last year, there was no choreography about it. There was like a bunch of drunken sorority chicks all dancing out of tune. Mm-hmm. This year already in camp, it looks a lot more uniform.
Well, and think about the group that you're talking about when you're saying that. It's with Blake Fisher, a rookie at left tackle.
Yeah.
Kenyon Green, who hasn't played football in a year at left guard. Juice Scruggs getting his first action at center. Shaq Mason. And then Titus Howard missed half the season and played left guard all last year.
Yeah,
you know?
And when some of that goes back to Chris Strausser, the offensive line coach.
Absolutely.
Because in one press conference last year, after the run game had started getting going in the second half of the season, Bobby Slowick had mentioned, you know, Chris Strausser has never really been in a system like this before.
Yeah, it's relevant.
So there's a learning curve for him, too. So I think all those lessons learned, it puts you so far ahead right now of where you were last year, which doesn't mean that they're going to go undefeated or anything, but it's there's so many fewer challenges, and they can work on the finer stuff now.
Here's another one from Slowick on the challenge, in a good way, the challenges of working with C.J. Stroud.
It's like every relationship, right? There are no perfect relationships, you know, but that's part of being human. That's what's great, especially with me and him. You know, I know we've mentioned this before. We're both God-fearing men. It makes conversations very easy. We know there's up and downs all the way along the way, but our intentions always are good. And when you have a relationship that's like that, that you can always trust the other person's intent through all ups, through all downs, you can always work through it to get at the best answer, always. And that's really all it is. It's just every other interaction.
The growth mindset, Sean, that little interpersonal dynamics course that I was taking on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Having a growth mindset. Very key and critical. Helps you work through conflict if both people have a hey, let's learn from this. mentality.
The irony of you learning it on your phone as opposed to with an actual instructor, the
interpersonal
is not lost on me.
Siri and I have worked through a lot of issues together. There was a time when, frankly, I was kind of rough with Siri.
Yeah, I was talking to Alexa a little too much.
I started looking around at that little Google creature, too.
Right. By the way, the Texans signing Cam Akers, running back, so he'll be brought in as some veteran depth. They worked out Greg Ward, Coug legend, former quarterback of the Cougs, former wide receiver with the Eagles. We'll see if he winds up with the Texans as well. Over the weekend, the Astros, they take over first place in the American League West. They take 2 out of 3 from the Mariners, 3-game set with the A's starting tonight. So we are into the second half, figurative second half of the baseball season now. I guess my biggest question, other than starting pitching with the Astros, is when the hell is Kyle Tucker coming back?
Apparently still not walking as smoothly as you would like.
He was taking grounders in the outfield or something like that this weekend. Intense defensive drills is what Espada said.
Oh, intense defensive drills?
On Saturday, he did, quote, intense defensive drills.
Chandler Rome had written
to McTaggart.
I think he had written late last week that it still looked like he was kind of limping a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't – all right.
Yeah. Verlander threw 40 pitches in the bullpen on Saturday. Luis Garcia back to throwing pitches in a bullpen on Saturday,
yeah,
so
buddy.
That's good. And Victor Caratini is set to meet with the team in Oakland this
Which
week.
Which means that, you know, there's a possibility of working Yiner in at first base a little bit. So there's some fun and interesting things. It's fun and interesting right now that they're playing good baseball
again.
Well,
now that Jose Abreu's not on the team anymore, too. Like, and I'm not – this isn't me picking on Abreu and his .110 batting average.
Yeah.
This is – all he could do was play first base, you know. Like this
– Yeah.
It's really freed things up to where you can use the versatility of some of
these guys. Before anything good the Astros did while Abreu was still here, it was like trying to appreciate the nice haircut you got. Well, also, you have a massive goiter. You're like,
thank you.
That's exactly a beautiful haircut, thinking. But this goiter, my God.
right, exactly.
Talk to the ladies with this.
Exactly. All right, our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. I used it this weekend. It's very easy. Savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Up next, the biggest questions, I should say, through three practices. And it's actually three questions. Three biggest questions for the Texans after watching them out here on the grass for three practices. We've got them. We've got Acknowledge Me. Got a lot of acknowledgments, training camp and otherwise, coming up at 7:20. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.